Okay, good morning.
All right, we're up to, as far as I understood, Shin Yud Aleph, finishing up Hilchos Muktzeh before we get into the back into Malachos. Dinei Meis B'Shabbos. Meis Hamutzel B'Makom She'ori Alav Me'Adleika. There's a Meis on Shabbos, and obviously a Meis is Muktzeh. When you worry that there's a fire coming or whatever, and yesh kikar tina betaltelo al yadehen, you can put on the mita, you can put a kikar, or you can put a tina, or something else which is mutal taltel, and you can put it on the mita where the mace is and move the mace. If you ain't no kikar tina, if you don't have anything which is a mutal taltel, in yesh shte mitos metaltel yadeh shavchenem mita lemita. If you have two, so then you can flip him, like we had before, you can flip the mace onto one bed, move the other bed around, flip it onto that, until he gets out of harm's way. Because of cover the mace, then the chavar matir, tiltu muksa, no other choice, so then you could just move the mace straight. So that's only, we're all talking about Hilchos Muktzeh over here. We're not discussing Hilchos Chitzah. Hilchos Chitzah, we're not matter. Mace Amutu Bechama, let's say he's out in the sun. V'taltalo Mechama Lutzel, and you're allowed to move him the same way. Mechama Lutzel, but also Rishus, like the Kikar Artinoik, or Vimeinu Kikar Artinoik, Lo Yitatalenu Klal. However, the difference is by chamal itzel, you can put something mutter on the mita and move it. Otherwise, without fila hafkol mimita lamita, even to go ahead and to do tiltul ben atzad is not mutter in this case. Tiltul ben atzad shmei tiltul. Tiltul ben atzad is called tiltul. Just the rechonim or math is tiltul ben atzad and something which is obviously not, which we had in the last simon about something which is not a basis and you need it, or in the case of where of covered a mace, that's ramish, the mace is going to get burnt out. But al kapane, it's not in the sun. So that already, we if you can't find kikaratinoik, then leave it. Mace sheisriach b'bayis. Let's say there's a mace in the house, it's starting to smell. Insom is baza, bein achayim, and then people are like, oh, the mace. And then they have covered a mace, like, to try to, if it starts smelling, it's not covered a mace. Behem is baza, mimenu, and it's embarrassing. Yeshayim, the feel loy sviach, a dayin, ela shakarv la sviach, even if it's not, but it's gonna start. Mutu lo tzil karmelis. Then, again, b'zayin a mace, you're allowed to be mitzi to a carmelis. And this is the rabbanim because that's a big b'zayin. If I have makom latzis by emel tzimoisa, but if there's a place that they can leave, then they should leave. It's because it's covered a mace and covered a brius over here, and if it goes them together, they're allowed to move it. But if they can go move themselves, they should move. They weren't matir muksa because muksa is easy to do, but emal asad is about the bizarre to everyone else that you're allowed to go ahead and move it outside. Some say it's better not to. Some shitas hold the Ramban and whatever that it's better to be ma'ir b'hotza and be matir muksa. There is a shita which holds that you're allowed to even move it out to the Rishus Arabim. Ayad etinoik of a lawyer de kikar. That you're allowed to do a tinoik, and tinoik is a little bit, not a tinoik in Arisa, but a kid who's sitting on the mita, therefore there's no real, you're not really doing haitzah, and you can move it, a tinoik, you can move it out to Rishus Arabi. We want to move a Zayat Acher, Shabbisvina, or Enam Yehudim, is Asim Sham, and then you are allowed to, you were allowed to go ahead and to, if it's in a makom where there's goyim, this, and I don't know, whatever, it's going to be designed to the mace, so then you were allowed to go ahead and to move it. Some places discuss if it's going to be, if it's going to be a shrine of autopsy and things or whatever, which gets very complex. It also could be, that's like Blake, it's supposed to move the mace, to save it from that, if, whatever.
So which opinion is the halacha? Because it brought like four things.
Mm-hmm.
What's the halacha finally? Because it brought like four opinions.
One second. So any other one second.
Let's go through
Bu'adin.
And
yeah.
Then we'll circle back.
Yeah, Bu'adin itself. So Bu'adin is a Yalach, it's a Makom Asifa, and it's gonna be a Bizayah. Obviously you're allowed to ask a goy to move it out. But I'll call upon him. And the reason why Rishus HaRabim is voter is because it's Lachashem Tzricha L'Gufa. The Mishabura brings the Taz, and the Rabba says we pass in like the first day, that you're allowed to move out to a Carmelist, and that's it. Because Lachashem Tzricha L'Gufa is not so Pashat, and so therefore, the Mesa Mishabura brings the Maisa, that you should be knowing, just to a Carmelist. You're allowed to ask a goy, it's a shvus, then you're allowed to ask a goy to move. But also, Tazo Mesa, the Kikar Vatina, you can Kohanim, the Ra'achar, let's say it's Kohanim in the house, on the building, you can't be Matal to the Mesa for the Kohanim, but either any Yehudi, Eish Matirin, Henry Sinogin, the Torah Mitzvah, or Chasana, or also the Torah, mitzvah, whatever. So it's only heter is the tzarech hameis or cover the brios. But for an iser, the kohen should just leave. Whatever they have to run out.
Why isn't it shvus makom mitzvah?
Well, for kohanim. Is that a mitzvah? The kohen has to save himself. Yeah. It's just a mafreshim from iser. You're not trying to mafreshim from iser. He has to run out.
The dinners is we're concerned with the mace, we're not concerned with the living.
Right. The living deal with themselves.
Or a mace or
whatever. Right. So the case before where it was starting to smell, so it's a bizarre and a mace plus cover the brias. But if there's no bizarre and a mace bechal, then just leave it. Right. However, as a tzarech mitzvah, like the satzat chiluk between tzarech iser, after tzarech mitzvah that we don't matter, but tzarech mitzvah the Ramah says Then you're allowed to go ahead and shvus to shvus, whatever the tzarech is. Yesh b'sha'emesh inasan alameis echal mikelim shehu lavush choshev kineis and kikar. Some say that if you go ahead and you put on some of the mace's clothing, that's okay. That if you put on like his jacket or something or his hat, whatever it is on the thing, then that's also considered choshev enough to move it. Some say that it's only his only clothing. Well, imhu v'tzuso ain't a kikar atinak. You can, because he say I'm moving his clothing. So therefore, that also be a heter. Obviously, if you can, these are all heterim. You should, first you should tie up kikar atinak. But al kapanim, if not, is what to rely on. In tzarech l'makom hameis, l'davar shemeis munachalav. Let's say you need the place or something. Mutal l'taltul min atzad. Then, like any other buses, you're allowed to tiltul min atzad. Hanashu hofu mitul l'mita. Kivud l'tzarech l'avar hamutaru. That's tzarech l'avar hamutar. Because you need the bed or whatever it is. Lo tiru l'taltul the kikar atinak el b'meis bilvad. Aval lo b'shar dvar v'asuri l'taltul. We've seen this call before. Here it says straight that the heter of kikar atinak is only by a mace, not by any other mukta object. You can't just, you have a lechter, this, you can't just stick the, unless it's before Shabbos, you can't just on Shabbos put the chal on it, and then move it. It's only matter because of Yizayon or Mace, unless it's on there before Shabbos. Mace and Mutal Bechama, Ve'ela have Makal Nataltalo. If the Mace is the sun, and there's no place to move it, or Shalorotzul, Aziza, Yimkayim, but let's say it's just, you don't want to move it because it's different Cheshbonos, for different reasons. Two people should come. They should sit down on both sides of the mace. So then once it gets hot, you know, when it's in the sun, it gets hot on the floor. Then he brings his bed, or mat, and he sits on that. Then again, it gets very hot on top. Again, their head, you know, it gets very hot from, you know, then maybe machzales, the paris atal, then he could take some sort of mat or something and put it on top, on his head. Then maybe machzales, the paris atal, but maybe put it over his head. Then zekif mitasoi, and he could go ahead and he can stick it, the mita straight up, benishmat, and then support the machzales and leave. Behalachlo, then zekif mitasoi benishmat, behalachlo, and he can go ahead and obviously when he's shading, they're shading themselves, they can also be shading the mace. And then they can just, when they leave, they take the bed, they stick it up straight, balance it, put the thing on top, and leave. The name says mechitza suya me'ela, then that is considered a mechitza, which is made by itself. They lean the mechitzelet, the mat or the screen, whatever it is, and they're leaning on the carpet, and they're touching, and then and they put it there for themselves, which would be all ri. So to protect the mace, it's considered a mechitza, which is oy me'ala, which doesn't, there's no, I mean, al kupanim, it's, we'll get into the hilchos oil in a few simonim, but that would be mutter.
Al pi the mace.
Right, for the mace, not for mace. Yeah, not for, it's not a general heter for CSO oil, but because we'll get into that more in depth. Motu lasu chameis, elishmar kadichai, elishmar kamei tachet hishal yasriach. You're allowed to go ahead and to put preservatives, some sort of preservative or something on the mace, so it doesn't smell, and to take off the move the beds out from underneath, so it doesn't start smelling like we had before with bizarre on the mace. As long as you don't move any of the of the mace. If the mouth is open, you're allowed to go ahead and tie up the mouth so it doesn't open up any further. But you can't tie to close the mouth. That's called moving an aver. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a mace. Even if it's a big Indian to go ahead and to close the eyes of a mace, it's a chashuv thing. But on Chabad and Shabbos, it's also. Tiltum in atzad, the tzorch davar hamutter. You went back to tiltum in atzad, for tzorch davar hamutter, is mutter. Right? We said for a mace is mutter, for stam, for any other things is aser, but for, like we said, if it's being made, you need something underneath, and it's not a basis, then you're allowed to do it on the tzad. Hilka, snoin shetama ba'aretz. If you want to keep cold radishes or something, you put it in the ground. But mixes all of the gulim and there's a bit sticking up. But hishrish, obviously it was hishrish, and that would be a shayla of, that would be an issur of koitzer. But God only scabbing the zviya, he wasn't trying to plant it. Naito, you can take it out. Amavishin mitilasa, maize is offering koimoi, even though when you pull it out, the offer moves. That offer from before Shabbos was you remove it even though it's muksa, but since you're pulling it out, it's tiltum in atzad. What do we have by Hatzmana as well, where you had on top, you had a bunch of feathers and I don't know whatever, that you were allowed to go ahead and pick up the pot and shake it off, because that was also for davar
motor. Like we have with the fruit in the sand.
Right, all these different right. Hilga kash alamita. The stava muksa lahasaka. Let's say someone left straw on their bed. They could have used it for stuffing, but left other straw, extra leftover straw on the bed. Menano begufo. Then you can move it begufo. And like we said that karo keses menano feel the other. It's on a karo keses, and you can even push it off the other. Sharia yichidu begayon lishka v'lov, because. Because you want to lie down on the mita. That's also motor. You want to just lie down on it. So Huadin took a couple of dinim here. First of all, the tiltu bagufo, Again, there's I'm sure it's covered. Yes, it's covered. Machlokes Chazanish Mishavura.
On Tilta Pakufa.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was
Nagaya. Okay, it was okay for that. Mishavura before the Machlokes Chazanish and Mishavura about Tilta Pakufa. When is it mutter? In the beginning of Shintes, the Mishavura says that Tilta Pakufa is mutter b'chol davar. If it's a tzarech, I mean, he holds that he doesn't. If a person is kicking outside, he wants to kick, you know, kick stones around. That would be that the mishnah would know that. Therefore, that wouldn't be mutter. Chaznish holds that tilt, kick, moving stuff with your feet is with your goof is aser, except the makom derech halicha. And if you're walking, there's something there, so you can move it aside with your foot. Mishabura is matir, any tilt of the gufo, you want to move something across the room, you want to move something muksa across the room, you're allowed to go ahead and use your foot, use your legs, it's not the derech, not this part of the derech, use this part of the body to move such a thing. But you're allowed to shove it across the room with your foot, your leg, your hip, whatever, your shoulder, whatever is not the derech, you're allowed to move, muksa. So Hilchach, so therefore, something that you left something on your bed before Shabbos, you left something muksa on the bed before Shabbos, and then in one of the ways to get it off is to, I guess, stand on the bed and kick it off, or if you can't lift the bed and tilt it off, you'd be allowed to go ahead and to maybe use your elbow, things like that according to the Mishnah Berurah. Here the Mishnah Shochanah was matter it stam, by this case of the kash, because you're gonna lie down on it. But in general, tilt of the gufa would be is generally a different thing. If it's on the thing, you're allowed to mat it down to lie down on top of it.
But don't use your foot to move the mace.
Yeah, you don't have to use your foot to move the mace. No, right. Paris.
But before you leave that, the tilt of the gufo, I feel lit tzorech davar aser. What's the lit tzorech davar? I mean, the tzorech
because you want to move it to protect it. You're allowed, let's say
you want to protect the cash.
Any davar, any davar aser, meaning you have a computer. And it's on the floor, for, you know, you have a computer or phone on the floor, whatever it is. And you want to, don't want anyone to step on it. So you're allowed to, you're allowed to protect it, you know, by moving, kicking it with your foot, you're allowed to
move it to the side.
Because in the case that it gives is that they have the straw on the bed. Now, obviously, why are you taking it off? It's muksla hasaka. Why are you taking it off the bed? Because you want to lie down on the bed in the stomach, right?
Yeah. Right.
So where's the tzorech davar aser?
Well, that's already the second case. I skipped the Ramah. I'll get back to it in a second. So he's talking about here about kasha lamita. You said you'd be allowed to go ahead and to move it begufo. You're allowed to mat it down. Here's how I'm moving it, spreading out of a pile of kash. And you want to spread it out on the bed so you can lie down on it. So you're using your foot to go ahead and do that. You can't, if it's on something on a car kesses, then you're allowed to do a biyodo. But it's saying, begufo is mutter, and the tzorech davar aser, you're right, what's the davar aser in this case?
The straw, right.
Well,
straw is the davar aser.
Oh, because you're trying, you kick it off.
Because you want it for your mita.
No, because you.
You want to go onto the bed, and the straw is aser.
It says stama moktala
hasaka.
Right.
The straw is the problem.
The straw is moktala. Why is it tarach davar aser? Why is it tarach the straw? Tarach your bed.
Tarach your bed.
Right. So I guess your bed is made out of straw. Yeah. It's a little bit. I have to think about.
Okay. Let's
go. I skipped the Ramah. Actually, if you had ichu shami b'yoyin, yoshal kol Shabbos. And even if you put you stand on the snow and it's in the radishes in the ground, then you left it there for Rosh Shabbos. It's still allowed, even if your das was that, you're allowed to pull it out. The ein mach ochli mishum basis davar aser is food is never muksa. Even for a basis, food never comes a basis for davar aser. Tess, peres atzmonim v'tevin o'bakash hamuksim. If you have fruit inside kash, the things which is Torah Mukzah, you have a litchoy behem machat, you have to take a shipud, skewer, and stick it in, or a needle, of kush, v'noitlam, and skewer it and take it out. Bakash, nino me'ela, we have the case, like the case with the dirt, that even the chiddush over here is that even though sticking the thing in and pulling it out is also considered ziltu min hatzad.
The deer is completely covered,
right?
As opposed to the leaves.
Right, they're the leaves. So you're allowed, even though sticking the skewering it, like a big stick, stick it in and pull it out, that would still be okay. Agavim im tmunim b'chol ba'alfa ayin le'el shenches, and that would be. That has to be. It's only if it's offer which was already muchan before. Usually, if it's buried, that offer was muchan to take it out. But otherwise, it's a different din. Let's go through it. We should cover the bria talking about using the bathroom. It's not nogea. A few nekudas we'll try to touch on. We should cover the bria sitiul the tautel avarim lekaneach. We can cover the bria for matir to do move mukse to use stones to clean yourself. If you look at leisim lagag imo,
so a little background that there was no toilet paper,
right? Okay,
and people use stones
to clean themselves. Right. That's right. That we had back in Simon Dalit.
Yeah.
That they used to use that was the outside, and they used to use stones. Neil Olson, the Gag, email if he wants to take it up to the Gag to use the bathroom there. Abitirchi Yisera Mutter, and it's still Mutter. Mishiyeshul Makom Yuchal Beisakise, if he has a special area for bathroom, whatever. Yachal Lahachlis Imoy Avanim Lekaneach Malo Yad, and he can go ahead and to make a bunch of stones in with him. V'Einlo Makom Kavua Machlis Imoy Kishir Buchna Ktana, and if there's no Makom Kavua, he can take in a small amount. If you see it was used before Shabbos, then you're allowed to take a lot because they're already miyachav again before. If you use a stone for ma'isa, you're allowed to use it after. This is how it was. This is also, it is nogea. It is taka nogea to the toilet paper. First of all, toilet paper with tissues. I guess tissues are for blowing the nose, but something is you come for, you know, for toilet paper. It's paper. Why is it multiple to use for covered abuse? Otherwise, it's just stam. It's just a piece of tissue. What's a shimush? Shimush was a covered abuse. I'll go upon him. Let's see the Ramah. Yish earned the lachem b'chotzer, which is the tata levanim. It's only in the chotzer. They no heter hoitza the carmelis the lamas whatever. Yish earned the field of the carmelis, which is a yachi nami shari. They're matir even isid rabbanon for covered abrius. A nami ainu rak isid rabbanon umishum covered abrius itiru. And that's why the covenant of Shiloh comes in about on Shabbos. We'll finish with this. You didn't cut toilet paper, so then what do? So then, the matir to go ahead and to certain places hold vamshes, but most poiskim hold that you're allowed to tear it klachar yad, not on the perforation is an issue, but if you can tear it not on the perforation, you're allowed to go ahead and tear klachar yad the makom covered abrius. To clean yourself the same way they're matir, this is the rabbanon. They're referring to the Ramah. If matir, this is the rabbanon to go ahead, and this is the rabbanon of Fakalkel and Kriya and whatever that they're matir to go ahead and to use uncovered abrius. Obviously, this heter is not a heter l'chachila. I've heard of people
being stuck.
Not being stuck. My wife once went to someone's house and they said, "Oh, do you?" Do you tear toilet paper on Shabbos? Says, we don't. We just use the hatcher to go ahead and tear klachar yad. She didn't know what to say. Akupanin, obviously these heterim are heterim. They're not the chachila. And just because we say mutter doesn't mean you should do it. It means that you're stuck. So whatever. Okay, we'll stop here and that's the show.